Avante Maddox joining us right now. Good morning, Avante.
Good morning.
Good morning, man. Now, obviously a rough one, obviously a rough start, 0-2. Just overall, coming out of that game in the 0-2 start, what really jumped out to the team, and what was the message to the team after falling to the Rams?
You know, a lot jumped out. We just had to, you know, keep playing. You know, like I said last week, we had to finish better. But, you know, the message to the team is it's still a young season. You know, it's only two games. You know, starting off 0-2 is not what we wanted to do at all. But, you know, we still got to realize it's a bit the bigger picture. You know, and we have a lot more games left.
What was being said on the sidelines and even maybe even on the football field as you guys are trying to communicate? The Rams obviously get the turnover from Miles Sanders' fumble, and then three straight possessions, touchdowns, one in short field, another two in obviously a longer drive for them. So what's being said in the midst of three straight touchdown drives by the Rams?
You know, keep competing. That was on the sideline. You know, we didn't want to keep high spirits, no one down. You know, from all the defensive side and offensive ball side. So, you know, we encouraging both sides of the ball with all our players to, you know, keep competing and keep playing.
Going into the game, Jim Schwartz talked about what they expected. On Thursday when he addressed the media in his press conference, he talked about how they like to use bootleg, play action, misdirection and all that. Rodney McLeod came out after the loss and said they didn't do anything we didn't expect. Is that what you saw as well? Were you expecting a lot of the same of what we saw from the Rams? And if so, how do you guys stop it next time around?
Yeah, definitely. They definitely done everything that we expected from boot to stretch and, you know, getting moving in the pocket. But, you know, we got to just execute next time around. Better eyes, you know, watching the film, we got to have better eyes, execute. And, you know, that'll help us out a lot when it comes down to the boots and the stretches and then reverses and jets and things like that.
Avante, as a fan base, you know, you watch the first two Eagles game and your confidence gets shaken a little bit in what this team may be all about. How is it for the team? How is your confidence level as a team and more specifically as a defense?
It's still high, man. We don't give up. We keep fighting. That's what we're going to do, and that's what we have to do. Like I said, it's still early. We only lost two games. I know it's the first two, and we don't want that, but, you know, we still got plenty more games left to turn this thing around.
Yeah, Avante, I was speaking with Avante Maddox, Eagles corner. I know it's not high school, so I know it's not always the rah-rah speech and all that, but in the area that you guys are in right now, in the spot you guys have put yourselves in right now, who is the person to try to motivate guys? Who's the guy that steps up and tries to say something in order to get you guys back to that higher competition level?
You know, everyone, you know, from the coaching staff to the players, there's not no dead spirits inside the building. Everyone's still high spirits and telling us we still got this. There's still, like I said, there's still a lot more games left. And, you know, we all went back into the film room and we watching them from our mistake, making our mistakes, watching our mistakes and fixing them as much as we can. So everyone's still high spirits, you know, from the offense to the defense.
How do you evaluate your performance? When you go back and look at the tape, how do you go through it?
You know, I just start from play one and I just, you know, each play I just watch myself and, you know, look at things I could have done better, things I could have done to help someone or things, you know, things like that. But, you know, watching it, I definitely could have played better. I know it's a couple of plays, maybe a few plays I left out there, but, you know, that's me manning up to it and, you know, being better next week.
Avante, our job is to sit back and analyze, and whether it's just the game or if it's a coach talking to the media, which Doug did yesterday, which Jim Schwartz will do later this week, do you guys listen to what the coaches say in the media, in their press conferences, and talk about it, or is that just something you pay no attention to?
You know, I don't really watch their press meetings, because, you know, when they come in, they really, you know, they talk to us about everything they want us to do and how things need to be done, or, you know, what we going on with game planning and things like that, or if we play bad or if we play good. So, you know, I don't really listen to those.
The Bengals are going to have some rest before you guys face off against them on Sunday. Does that help you guys having a lot more rest? For instance, they played Thursday night, now they play Sunday against you. How much of an equation is that for you guys? How much does that factor in?
It factors in a little bit, but, you know, at the end of the day, it still doesn't matter. It's about us. We have to go out there, you know, and play our hardest and compete against them boys and get us a win on the board.
Mm. What have you seen from Joe Burrow so far? Have you had a chance to go over any film of the rookie quarterback?
Not yet, but I've seen him play a little bit when they was playing. He got a good arm. He's a very promising quarterback. I feel like he'd be good when years to come. So, you know, we just got to be able to, you know, stop them on offense and, you know, get the ball back to our offense.
I know this might sound like something crazy to a lot of people, but a lot of football players I've talked to, they're not necessarily football fans. Like, they play their sport, they watch their film, they go home, they don't watch football. Now, are you a fan of the game? Like, did you watch last Thursday night's game? Do you watch other games around the league?
Yeah, I try, but, you know, sometimes I just want to relax and, you know, chill. But, yeah, I watch Thursday nights. I watch the Monday night, but, you know, after replay, I don't really watch as much.
Avante, when you're going up against a rookie quarterback, a lot of people would say, outside looking in, obviously, it's a good time to try to put pressure on the guy, you know, make him a little leery of the defense. Would Jim Schwartz, do you think he would change up to do something like that against a rookie quarterback, or is he more of a guy that says, no, this is our defense, a rookie has to try to beat us?
I'm not sure. You know, going into this week, I'm just, you know, whatever Jim calls, that's what we're playing. So, you know, we haven't got into the building yet, you know, fully. So we'll figure out the game plan once we get inside there. But, yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure yet.
Speaking with Avante Maddox, he's brought to us by Sky Motor Cars. Avante, when you come out of a game and you feel like you haven't played well, and I know there's no fans there, but I know there's boos and there's crowd noise being piped into it. Do you guys hear that on the field as it's going on?
No, I don't hear it. Actually, after I think about it, I don't really hear any crowd noise. I know at some points we was out on the field, it was just like almost dead silent at one point. But I don't hear them.
How active are you on social media?
Not really. I try to stay off of social media. You know, come home. I try to either I'm sleep early. I be getting to bed early when I get home off of work. But you know, I check on them a little bit once in a time, see what's going on.
Yeah, I don't see you posting a lot of stuff, but I know a lot of guys just follow. But a teammate of yours, a rookie nonetheless, Kayvon Wallace, came out and basically said, "Keep that same energy for the people being negative on the Eagles right now. Keep that same energy. We only want the real people." When you hear negativity or criticism, how do you take it as a player?
It fuels you, you know. It makes you go better, play harder, play better, you know. But at the same time, you know, it's you. It's yourself. You know, you got to look yourself in the mirror and you got to tell yourself, are you being the best you? You got to own up to your mistakes. Like I said, you know, you got to step out on the field and try to be the best player you can be. And, you know, with the negativity, you know, you just got to be able to put it to the side or let it fuel you. And that's kind of where I go with it.
Do you feel like it's been a couple of years now. Do you feel like you have a good handle on the Philadelphia fan base and how reactionary we can be?
Oh, yeah. I got a big feeling on it. It's all right.
Look, in terms of keep that same energy, our energy is always the same. It's just whether or not. In all honesty, that's not always negative.
Don't change.
Right. Good or bad, it doesn't change. It's always high level.
We can be negative with 100% of energy, or we could be negative with 100% of energy. Either way, we don't stop. You know, our pedal's always to the metal, right?
Right, always to the metal.
All right. Now during losses, do you and Dallas Goedert still play Fortnite at home?
Nah.
Okay, all right. That's good. Concentrate on football, yeah.
Yeah, we gotta sit out and be, man, what could we done, you know, to make this game a little bit better in our eyes from ourselves, peers, from ourselves. So,
a couple quick ones for you. You talk about message to the team and all that. Does Jim Schwartz address the defense after the game, or is Doug the only coach that addresses the team?
Doug.
Doug, and what did he say coming out? And obviously, 0-2.
I mean, like I said earlier, it's still the beginning. You know, it's not over. We got plenty more games left. We just need to get back in the film room and, you know, come out next week and get ready to go. You know, he's always encouraging to us. You know, never need to hold our heads down, because like he said, it is too early. You know, we already know what adversity is, you know, dealing with the past few seasons. So we always fight. Back's always against the wall, and, you know, we're going to keep fighting, you know.
Now, you've been in this position before. I mean, you've been in a position where it's either 1-2 or 0-2 at the start of the season. But the team has been able to rally, especially over the last 2 years, and still make the playoffs. Do you guys feel like right now in a similar situation, a not great start to the season, do you still feel like you guys still have what it takes to make the playoffs?
Yeah, definitely. You know, this moment, you know, we've been through it before. We're made for these moments. It's not like a foreign language to us. You know, we done it before, and we've done it multiple times. You know, dealing with we need to win these last three games or need to win these last three games or somebody has to lose. You know, it's always been things like that, and, you know, we always push through.
Avante, you know, we're all pulling for you. We appreciate you coming on with us. Appreciate your honesty. And I also got to say, I like the way you put that. This is not a foreign language to you.
Yeah,
you know, underdogs and having a rally, I think the Eagles speak that fluently. So we appreciate that.
Hey,
Avante, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, I'm going to take you down to the my dark place in the recesses of my brain, and that's where I went when I was left alone with my thoughts yesterday on the way home from the golf outing. Great charity, great to help out some veterans of this country that defended our freedoms, so that was awesome. Thank you to our sister station,
WMGK,
MGK, John DiBella, they're hooking us up and having us out there to a golf outing that he's been involved with for 15 years, I think he said?
Yeah,
charity,
15 years. He's been in it. I think it was his 18th year for the event. Yeah.
They said when he first got involved, they said, we know you raised $5,000. And he was like, I think we could do better than that. And now over the 15 years, $200,000, I think he said, over, approaching a million and a half, actually.
Yeah.
So they did that, I think he said, in a 200,000 in the first year. And then they kept building from there on. That's pretty awesome, and it was great to be a part of it yesterday. Thanks for having us out. Indian Valley.
That is correct. Off the turnpike.
Both you and Jamie, Bob, just did the exact same thing. Took a handful of food. I don't even know what you're eating. And we both gave the big nod. Like, yes, that's it. No, Indian Valley.
Sorry about that.
Thank you.
Sometimes hunger overcomes you at these hours.
Yeah. It's not even hunger for me. It's getting rid of the awful coffee mouth.
Oh, okay.
I have gum.
That would have helped.
So he gets rid of the awful coffee mouth with Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
Just one substitute. I
told Bob this the other day. I think Cheez-It has become my number one power ranking box snack.
Box snack. Okay.
Yeah.
So you wouldn't put combos into that category?
No, they're all kind of lumped together.
Yeah, but they're a bag.
Yeah, it's true.
Have you heard about combo in a box?
No.
So your go-to snack sitting down late at night or at night watching TV would be Cheez-Its.
Yeah.
See, they're too... It's too much cheese for me. I can't do that.
Well, I'm nachos, so I'm not much better.
But nachos you have to make.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice and warm.
So there's effort in those.
Yep.
Talking something you can just go in the pantry, grab, and
see, this
and
is
house.
Nice. This is pretzels. Nice. This is a nice, lighthearted, fun conversation as opposed to the dark recesses of my brain that I traveled to on the way home from the golf course yesterday.
Can we dissect each one of them?
Yes, we will.
Okay.
We will, but first... We have all the takes.
Oh.
Pat Egan. Hey, Pat.
Oh, he's undressing.
Take the hoodie off.
Oh, and down in some
what is
energy
what
drink.
What did you just drink?
We're going to make
that?
A big play.
You
I
want
can.
JoJo Romero on you.
Yeah, here we
really?
Go.
Yeah, all right. CCM t-shirt.
Hello. Michael Hi, Jordan Pat. Is starting a NASCAR team with driver Denny Hamlin.
Are you a hockey man? Are you a hockey warrior?
No, I got the shirt.
I will give you $5 if you can tell me what movie that's from.
Youngblood.
Are you a hockey man? Are you a hockey warrior?
The skateboarding movie from Cincinnati?
Airborne.
Airborne, yeah. Is it Airborne?
Yeah, you were wrong the first time, so you're not getting $5.
I mean, I pull out a Seth Green, Jack Black movie from 1992, yeah. And I don't get credit for that?
You were wrong.
You know what? I get credit because this
wrong.
Is my segment.
You said Youngblood.
He bought your soda yesterday, so call it even.
I did buy a soda yesterday. Wait, no, I didn't.
No, you did because no. It was free.
Yeah, it was
me.
Free. Yeah.
Let me tell you, the fact that they had free sodas there, that was awesome.
You are
They were just
child.
Giving them away.
You're a child.
Michael Jordan starting a NASCAR team with driver Denny Hamlin. His first driver is Bubba Wallace.
That's pretty cool. I saw that yesterday. Good for Michael Jordan getting involved. Hopefully he's a better NASCAR owner than he is a basketball owner.
Yeah, in my thought I went, is Michael Jordan like a gearhead? Does he like racing? And I was like, no, he probably just likes gambling.
Well, he is from the Carolinas, and that's where NASCAR was born.
That's a good point.
So, I mean, I'm sure he's been in the track
down
before.
Down south, yes.
Yeah. We'll move on. The NFL warned teams after week one that coaches who weren't wearing masks would be fined. Well, fines came out yesterday.
Wow.
Denver's Vic Fangio, Seattle's Pete Carroll, and San Francisco 49ers head coach Kyle Shanahan were all fined $100,000 each, and the teams were fined $250,000 each.
I saw
not
that.
Not playing games.
And I was like,
that's,
they ain't messing around.
No.
And then I saw some other people comparing it to other fines for other things that have happened in NFL circles. And I'm like, this is isolated. This is totally different. This is trying to prevent the spread of a pandemic.
So, yeah, there's no precedent on this.
Yeah, exactly. It's a little different for people that want to compare it to anything else. However, when I saw $100,000, it was jaw-dropping. So what's going to happen with Belichick?
Why?
Because he was wearing it not over his nose. He was wearing it over his mouth.
Yeah.
And then over his nose and then not anymore.
So he was cheating. It's a slippery slope.
Yeah.
So he was cheating.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
I don't get it. Coaches cover their mouth with the play chart because they don't want people saying, the mask covers your mouth.
Yeah. Belichick's son was covering his mouth with his play chart while he was giving the plays in his headset.
Yeah, he should have covered his mullet.
I was going to say, he got a $100,000 fine for the mullet.
We don't mullet shame on that. I didn't think we did, at least, but.
They had, they say it hurts their communication because they're trying to speak into the microphone to talk to communicate to the rest of their coaching staff, and it muffles their voice.
Oh, stop.
I agree with you.
Like, grow up. There's no fans in the stands.
$100,000 fine!
Ridiculous. All right, we'll move on. Now that the Clippers have been ousted from the playoffs, we're hearing all about the drama that went on with the Clippers this season, and a lot of it surrounds playoff P, Paul George. So, according to Chris Haynes from Yahoo, he said that during Game 2, George had an awful turnover, and it really was an awful turnover, to Montrezl Harrell. And when Harrell approached George, that they got into a heated exchange with Harrell saying, quote, "You're always right. No one can tell you anything." And then after the Game 7 loss, George also tried to rally the troops to run it back. But according to Shams Charania, the William Wallace speech was met on deaf ears. There were a lot of eye rolls, apparently. So Playoff P isn't really, he's not really endearing himself to his hometown Clippers.
So is Playoff P going elsewhere? Is Kawhi going elsewhere?
Tobias for Playoff P.
Do you want him?
Yeah, I would do that too.
I think that would be a good fit here in Philadelphia, actually.
Yeah, I would do that in a heartbeat. I wouldn't even think about it.
I don't know why the Clippers would do it.
They wouldn't.
Okay, thank you. Okay.
Yeah.
So you're just saying, like, in this made up scenario.
Well, that's not how you propose trades in Philadelphia. You only look at the Philly side.
On sports radio, it is.
The Clippers wouldn't be weird. They wouldn't do that at all.
Hey, who's on the phone? Elton Brand. What's he want? He wants to give you Tobias Harris and Mike Scott for Landry Shamet and Paul George. Done.
What about Tobias Harris never mind. I drew a blank on his name. Superstar and Damian Lillard. What about that? Can we get that done? See, it wasn't even.
Are you a hockey man? It died on the table. Warrior?
That's from Airborne.
You know, she married Vern Troyer.
R.I.P.
The girl, the lady from the movie.
I didn't know that.
And my buddy Tom Finer gave me that piece of information.
Wait, the girl from Airborne?
Yeah, the really pretty lady
married Vern Troyer.
Vern Troyer. Yeah,
no kidding.
They must have gotten divorced. Well, he's dead now, so she's single. But no, I'm serious. Like,
what the hell's wrong with
R.I.P. Vern?
First of all. What the hell's wrong with me? I said RIP Vern to start.
Okay, that's true.
Second of all, I do think he got divorced. This isn't a joke. I think he got divorced. Third, I realized, she's free agent now because he's passed away.
Come on.
I can talk about... This is my brethren.
Okay.
Wait, what? My short brethren.
No, stop it. You're short. He was, I don't even know. He was tiny. He was tiny.
We'll move on.
Yeah, okay.
We'll move on.
Oh, now I'm inappropriate? After you're...
We'll move on.
Anyway.
We're not short-shaming on the show.
Are you a hockey man? You a hockey warrior?
We're not short-shaming. Darius Leonard was just trying to be a nice guy, and after the Colts team beat the Vikings on Sunday, he saw some young fans in the stands and gave them his gloves, but he accidentally gave them more than that. He accidentally gave them his wedding ring. Now, the fans did what anyone in 2020 does. They headed to Twitter. They found Leonard. Uh-huh. They returned the ring. But I ask you guys, have any of you guys ever lost your wedding ring?
Funny to say that. People on Twitch right now.
When? Yesterday?
It's in my golf bag. Don't worry. But I forgot to put it on.
On our honeymoon, I didn't lose it, but I should have. We were in, where the hell were we? St. Lucia. And I was, we were snorkeling out, not too deep, maybe 20 feet deep of water.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And as I came to the surface, I did, like, the push-up with, and you know, your hand shrinks a little bit in the water. And I felt it
your hand, Jay.
Wow. Right as I got to the surface, I felt it shoot off. And I was like, oh, there goes the wedding ring. I looked down. It was caught on the arm of the reef and I could see it from the top of the water.
No way.
It was probably 15 feet below. I swam down and got it.
Wow.
So, no, I didn't, but it was damn close.
That's actually pretty cool.
Yeah.
My honeymoon, I thought it was going to fall off in the ocean as well. I swam with a fist. I swear I did. Yeah. Just to be certain, yeah.
I'm on my third one.
I lost mine on my honeymoon.
Mine was $17.
I did not swim with a fist, and my wife was not too happy with me. But then we got our room upgraded, and she was okay with it. I also lost my wedding ring here.
Did you get her husband upgraded?
I chucked it. No, not yet, but she's working on it.
Okay.
What else you got, Pat?
Some teams are still not allowing fans in the stands, but one of the teams is the Bucks. All right, and they're apparently allowing Hall of Famers in because on Sunday, the camera saw Brett Favre at a game wearing a Bucks Tom Brady shirt in the stands watching them beat the Panthers. But some of the players weren't thrilled they were in the presence of greatness, as Bucks center Ryan Jensen tweeted out a great point. He said, quote, "So he can go to the game, but my family can't. Interesting. So should they allow families only in, or is a one-time exception for an all-pro?" Okay.
Well, I think of all the people, you would figure that their families are quarantining.
You would think.
Because the NFL's done great in terms of, you know, doing what they need to do for pandemic and coronavirus. Like, yeah, I figure the family would be okay, as long as they're not just, like, going around other families. Like, as long as it's socially distant. And here's what else I noticed. No mask with Brett Favre.
Yeah.
Lady behind him, the nice lady behind him, she was wearing a mask. Brett Favre, no mask.
Well, he did.
Does that shock you?
He did have Wrangler jeans on.
He was wearing a copper fit thing over his mouth. No.
In my real comfortable jeans.
But does that shock you that Brett Favre wouldn't be wearing a mask?
All right, let me tell you, his coronavirus is fake.
Yeah.
All right, Deion Sanders is leaving the NFL Network as he was named the head coach of Jackson State. Most famous Jackson State alumni?
Is that what happened?
Yeah, can you give me the most famous Jackson State alumni?
Oh, no.
Pat Egan.
Walter Payton.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I guess that would be. Yeah.
Wow.
Come on.
Swing and a miss, and the ball game's over.
All right. We're moving on, guys. So, will primetime, how will he do as a head coach in your opinion? Because he's never done this before.
You know that rah-rah guy that we talk about and I alluded to with Vontae Maddox? I think that's what he's going to try to be and fail. I don't see him.
At his press conference, he came out and he said, "I'm so happy to be with my people." And nobody really responded. He said, "I said, I'm happy to be with my people." And then they all, "Oh, yeah. Woo."
Oh, you're supposed to clap for that.
Yeah. Right. I don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think that's going to go well. Like, people joke about Allen Iverson being have Allen Iverson as a coach. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah, no.
It's like, hey, have Deion Sanders as a coach. What?
This is a guy who
talking about practice.
Who got into it with the safety Bird from Tennessee on Twitter, and he basically tried to be like, "Hey, bud, I played the game. You know, I think I know more than you." And Bird was like, "I'm an all-pro right now." And so this guy, I don't know if he really pays attention to what's going on in the sport to be a good coach.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. And what is he going to do when a player's like, "Yeah, coach, it's got to be about me for a second here."
That's
a great idea.
I feel like it's going to be a big story time section with Jackson State. Okay.
I concur.
And then finally, birthdays. Happy birthday to Mark Farzetta. We missed that yesterday in the segment.
That's a shame.
Local curmudgeon Tommy Lasorda, he celebrates a birthday today.
How old is he today?
150.
I have no idea.
Is he still trying to fight the Philly Fanatic?
Yes.
That was funny.
He'd still get rocked by him.
One of the greatest rivalries in sports.
Okay. Harold Carmichael's birthday.
Oh, Hall of Famer.
Mark Johnson from the 1980 Miracle on Ice team.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
you remember him. Another local guy, Mike Richter, the goalie.
Yeah,
from Abington.
Flowertown.
He told me he was from Ambler.
It was always Flowertown.
It's Flowertown, Abington. Well, he went to Germantown Prep, which is in...
Germantown Academy.
Academy, which is in Abington.
Yeah.
Wait, no, it's not in Abington. It's in Fort Washington.
Yeah, it's Fort Washington.
Come on, man. That's my area.
Aren't they right next to each other?
They're close.
Okay.
They're different.
All right, let's stop acting like I just said Cherry Hill and King of Prussia.
When I interviewed American Hero, Mike Richter, he said he was from Ambler.
I mean, Fort Washington is probably 20 minutes from Abington.
I do think he won a gold medal in hockey.
Your geography...
I never
failed.
Said I was a cartographer, Jamie.
Well, you're failing.
I never said that.
You're embarrassing yourself.
Tom Lasorda's 93.
And Temple's own Hassan Reddick also celebrates a birthday today, wish him
Can we get
birthday.
Him off the scrap heap?
That'd be good.
I would take him.
I would take a shot on him.
He's still with the Cardinals,
maybe,
I believe.
Maybe just play the Temple linebacker you have now!
Yes.
Anyway. What else you got?
And then we have the events today. It was a really good day for baseball news on today in history. So we'll go with 1947. The Brooklyn Dodgers clinch a pennant behind some Robinson guy.
Oh, yeah.
Went
yeah.
on to have a Jackie pretty decent Robinson. Career. Yeah. yeah, you've heard of him.
Yeah.
In 1967, the Phillies released Dallas Green. He'd rebound and have a decent career as a coach.
Nice.
Yeah. But I will go with 1920. A grand jury on this day convened to determine if 8 members of the White Sox the year before conspired to throw the previous year's World Series. You might
that
know
was
them.
1919, the Black Sox.
Yeah.
How about that?
But they convened in 1920.
Say it again. So. Wait, say it again?
So.
The World Series, I thought
the
was
World Series happened in 1919.
Oh.
But a year later, that's when the grand jury convened because then rumors started getting out that they threw it.
Oh.
8 members eventually got convicted, thrown out of baseball. 2 of them shouldn't. So it's a whole story.
I always thought it was 1918 World Series, 1919.
No, 1919
okay.
against the Cincinnati Reds, and then 1920 they got kicked out.
This has come up before. I think I asked this question before. But you know the most unique thing about that World Series?
It was a 9-game series.
The 9-game series.
How about that?
It was a 9-game series.
Hashtag free Buck Weaver.
Free Buck Weaver. Free
let's
Joe
get,
Jackson.
Let's get that trending.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
that...
No, it's not.
Is...
Because you missed the best thing that happened on this day in history.
First of all,
No.
How dare you? Don't you... And I'll tell you, right? Don't you poo-poo this. You'll have people coming at you, my friend. Emancipation Proclamation issued today. This day in history.
That's a pretty big one.
And that is all it takes.
You know what? That's a really good one, and I'm going to let you have that. No.
Thank you, Pat Egan. I appreciate it. But yeah, Vern Troyer married the lady from the Airborne movie.
That's good work by Vern.
Yeah.
And did they get divorced? Did you look it up?
No, I was listening to your great segment, Pat. Why would I ignore you?
I appreciate that. Bob, did you look it up? You weren't listening.
It's not hard to ignore him.
Really?
It's not hard to swallow the food in your mouth either, bud.
It's not hard to ignore him. It is hard to ignore him when you're trapped in the same car with him because he misses an exit on the Northeast Extension.
Well, I've been corrected. A dinner diva on Twitter says she lives in Abington, and it's 7 to 8 minutes on Pennsylvania Avenue to get to Fort Washington. I said 15 to 20.
Wow.
I was wrong.
Do you even know the area? Where
Wait,
are you
so,
from, bro?
So you're map-shaming me, and you don't even know.
But they're not
and you're
close.
From
you
there.
Made a fool of yourself.
They're not next to each other.
What's the official name of a map maker?
A cartographer.
Cartographer.
Yeah.
First time he's ever been sent to Philadelphia.
Let's go to the Twitter poll. Did Jamie just make a fool of himself?
Nope,
100%
you did.
Of the
you said
vote
they were
says
next
yes.
to each other.
100% of the vote.
Ask people.
He doesn't even know towns.
That's a good point.
Headphones. I just broke my headphones. Maybe we should make that the Twitter poll today.
Oh, we should get Mark new headphones.
Does Pat know towns?
No,
I don't. I don't know Carl Anthony.
What does a cartographer do?
It makes maps. I know that.
Jeez, I guess we can't make the poll then.
Well, gee, that would have been brought to you by Window Nation. Call 866-99Nation or visit windownation.com.
Oh, whatever. You wanted that to be the poll.
Oh, my God.
You're
getting close, Pat.
Yeah.
Keep listening.
Now, metaphorically, you just missed an exit.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.